his curiosity taking over, Linus looked inside the box and was quite underwhelmed. Inside, there was nothing. No optical effect outside, and absolutely nothing inside. The box remained a mystery. And somehow, he could never shake the feeling that the fact that Leo was safe and sound with him was connected to that strange, blurred black box. He continued playing with the box in ever more complex configurations, a hobby that would keep him obsessed for many years. His tin men, however, caught the attention of a few rich Londoners who inspected the mines. The miraculous tin men became quite a fashion among the city's high society and allowed Linus and Leo to leave their difficult lives behind. Linus O. Kelvin earned his degree in mechanical engineering the same year as his degree in physics. He had built a solid reputation for producing the finest clockworks and most delicate toys, making him a very rich man. Yet, no one understood his most intricate work just outside his villa, and most people thought it art. Silver, gold, and copper mechanical constructions combined with nearly infinite complexity and beauty, building up to the top black tip, so high in the sky that could never actually be seen, but somehow clearly was.